right, some big guys, in fact, some Titans, met for dinner just last night. The Titans dinner is back in full swing. Gathering of money managers overseeing billions of dollars in investments, and they get together to talk investment ideas. Back with us is the ringleader, Steve Kroll, managing director at Monis Crespi Hardt.
The ringleader.
In
the kingpin.
11.3 studio. Or troublemaker. You pick your
definitely
description.
Not.
Nice to have you back with us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about the tone this time around.
Well, once a year we give out an award. So the last couple of years we've given a Titans award to Hank Greenberg and Brian Rogers, former head of T. Rowe Price. This time we gave it to Marty Sass, who's been in the business 45 years and has created his own company. It has about $7 to $8 billion in management. It is a
He loves to talk stocks, too. He comes on. We love talking with him.
He's great. And he, you know, 45 years of really doing a great job. So that's what we started the dinner with. The second part was Steve Einhorn, who works for his right arm for Lee Cooperman, did the macro view. And he was pretty good. He's been consistently right the last year. Mentioned that he thinks the market may be slightly ahead of itself right now, but longer term, he's a bull in the U.S. and Europe and Japan. And unless the Fed is hostile, he uses the word, meaning aggressively raising rates, things should be okay.
Does anybody think the Fed's going to be aggressively?
No. With deflation out there combined with some inflation, I think the Fed's kind of locked into slow and steady. He has, as Steve mentioned, earnings up 7%, 2% yield, and that gives you a 9% return next year, which looked pretty good. And now typically we don't get many hedge funds or aren't invited to this dinner. They tend to be long only. So most of the ideas over the years have been, correctly, have been buy-side ideas.
But right.
So I point that out. So we don't get that many short ideas. But the theme was great. Home builders, after this terrible tragedy in Houston and Florida.
A direct play coming off of the hurricanes.
Will definitely be a direct play coming off that. But they were attractive anyway because rates are down low and are going to stay down low. I mean, the 10 years at 220, people were saying it was going to be a 3% this time last year. And also some of the other names, Joe Warner had an interesting idea on Brunswick Corp, which makes the boats done very well. And also the same two tragedies will help that company. It's a high quality name, and then George Brokaw of Trafalé Brokaw mentioned that Goodyear Tire is starting to turn around its operation and had peak earnings in 2 years of $5, and it's a $30 stock. So those were some interesting ideas that came out of it, but not generally were too many people overly bearish on anything.
So were there notions that you mentioned the home builders that. Because of the sort of natural destruction that we've had with the hurricanes and the fires out west, then that there's some new opportunities that have been created by these natural disasters?
Yes. And I think we're to play also the same theme is with the insurance stocks. Obviously, the insurance stocks go down initially because they have to pay out on claims. And in the case of a home builder, the house, you know, gets blown apart and it's in a ramble. And so they have to run and cover and, you know, clean it up and then start redoing it again. So both industries will benefit longer term from the disasters. In the case of the insurance companies, they get a double whammy because they will then send out price increases to the entire country, not just the areas that are affected.
Right.
Whether it's New Jersey or New York, I guarantee you're going to get an increase in a premium. But the home builders will pick it up, but not necessarily right away.
Corey, Steve and I were talking before we got going, and one thing that jumped out at me, I'm like, hey, Bill Miller, Bitcoin. He likes Bitcoin. He owns Bitcoin. Bill Miller, of course, the legendary investor, been around for a long time, right? A lot of old names that he's invested in over the years. Bitcoin.
Well, Bill is a good friend of mine. He's a very smart person. He had a 15-year track record that beat everybody. Then he had a couple off years, but he's back on fire right now. He's up 48% this year alone.
Wow.
How much of that is Bitcoin?
Well, his fund is about 10% in Bitcoin, which he did but he's had Restoration Hardware and a number of other names.
That's a favorite of Corey, by the way, Restoration Hardware.
Everyone talks about VRX, which has not worked out for him. But
I mean, Restoration Hardware, really? All right, Bill.
It's up 133% this year, Corey.
Yeah, anyway,
as much after completely falling apart,
Well, I'm not sure where he bought it, but up 48% this year, it's good. Bill is, smarter than I, and I can't understand Bitcoin, but he sure can, and he's done a great job with it. I wouldn't know.
He owns almost looks like 2 million shares of Restoration Hardware.
Yes, he does. He does. Yeah.
Restoration Hardware was at $109 a share 2 years ago. Now it's at $72.
I don't think he owned it as of 6 months ago. So I
can't. 6 months ago, the stock was as low as, depending on when he was in there, it was as low as 40. But it was also as higher than where it was right now. It's been an extraordinarily volatile company because its results have been hard to believe.
Well, because who doesn't want to buy an armoire for $40,000? I'm just kidding. Okay. All right. I digress. Nonetheless, he's done well. Bitcoin. Talk a little bit more about Bitcoin because it's been in the news. I said to you earlier, Jamie Dimon calling it a fraud, not making sense. What kind of insight did Bill provide?
Well, he didn't. And usually, let me put it this way. Jamie Dimon mentioned it was probably a fraud. He didn't put a time horizon on that, which, we all know, go back to the Resorts International situation, went from 2 to 200 people shorted all the way up, and then it went down to zero. Bill is very, very smart. He thinks the virtual currency is here to stay, and he likes it, and he put his money where his mouth is. I don't understand it. I'm old school. But
Jamie Dimon says he doesn't like something that could
disrupt his industry?
Which could make it unnecessary to have a bunch of brokers and back offices at a company like, let's say, Chase, J.P. Morgan, to keep track of your trades because it's all held in a technology that might disrupt his business. Yeah, you can see why he wouldn't like people like it.
Right, right. I'll leave it to Bill to do it. I have money with him, and he's done a great job. So how can I say I don't like Bitcoin?
All right. Well, you always do a great job. Steve Kroll, Managing Director, Monas Crespi Hardt & Company on the latest Titans Dinner, joining us in our Bloomberg 1130 studio. You are listening to Bloomberg Radio.